Okay, thanks for clicking. That means by clicking us, you've joined us on Folkin.com for another downloadable interview with me, Paul Johnson, and Dave Pegg, the backstage at Fairport. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. Paul, yeah. I'm all right. I was just thinking, I'm glad you're interviewing me, because I don't think I could say downloadable. What was it again?
A downloadable interview.
Downloadable interview. Downloadable interview.
That's it too many times, and that's swearing.
Okay, that's cool. No, good to see you.
It's great to see you, and my God, your line to God must have worked this time, mate.
Oh, I can't believe the weather. She's looked after us in a big way.
It's amazing. This morning I woke up in my tent, it was like an oven in there.
Well, I couldn't find out how to open the roof in the caravan I was in, so it's like I had to resort to the boot in the end.
Yeah, kick the door down. Let me breathe. And another good thing, just out of interest, before we get on to the music, you are officially a non-smoker now.
I am, yes, May the 9th.
That's brilliant.
It's been relatively easy. I mean, the doctor said, you know, I mean, none of us should smoke. I know you've packed up because we've just been discussing it. But, but I can't believe how easy it was. I've never been a big smoker of cigarettes, that was. But I'm amazed how easy it's been.
Yeah, and you say you're missing going out and seeing if you can blag a fag off the fence.
Well, that was one of the joys of smoking, because I don't know what to do in the interval now. Right. You know, when we do gigs, you know, I would always, like, nip outside, because being the only smoker in the band, in England, obviously, you can't smoke anywhere, in concert halls or whatever. So I'd always nip out to the foyer, and it's the one of the other reasons I stopped, actually, is every year there's less and less people out there smoking.
You're right. Yeah.
And you think, there's only three of us. Like, you in High Wycombe, you know, you go outside the gig at High Wycombe, like 2 years ago there'd be 20 people.
Yeah.
Last year there was a dozen, you know, and this year there's like three.
Yeah.
And they all go, oh, it's Peggy who's come to blag a fag again, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually in Viz magazine as being a celebrity scrounger. It's one of my claims to fame, actually.
It's
I've got it in my toilet in Banbury, the page. It's like, it's fantastic. It was a punter who wrote to Viz and said, it was called Celebrity Scroungers. So, you know, I'm a celebrity, but I'm also a scrounger. And it said, Dave Pegg of Fairport Convention once blagged a cigarette off me outside High Wycombe Town Hall or whatever, you know.
Fantastic.
It says underneath, the only reason I've sent this to you is I know it's the only way Fairport will get a mention in your mag.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to mention if it works, what the hell, you know?
It's good. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you got a swimming pool now in Brittany, I hear.
I have, yeah. It's
you're going to be one of these keep fit fanatics.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get in it every day, and I must confess, it's just such a... I feel so good, I used to play tennis a lot, you know, when I was younger. I've always been pretty fit, and I love swimming. And I just figured, you know, I'm not retiring, but I'm 65 in November. Mm. And I haven't been exercising at all lately. I can't play tennis anymore. My arm's packed up. And I always used to lose anyway. Richard Thompson annihilated me once. Martin Barr, I've never taken a game off him, ever. We used to play literally every day when I was in Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Martin's a fantastic player. Mm. Richard's pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Either that or I'm terrible.
Well, it could be that, I suppose.
Know what I mean?
It could be that.
So anyway, that's the idea of having the pool, is to, you know.
Well, Sky Arts are here. You could try and get, you know, like Hulk Hogan, you could have an at home with Peggy. You know, like these lifestyle programmes.
Yeah. Well, sadly, the swimming pool is, you know, always accompanied by, I hasten to add, plastic glasses, but there's always something sparkly to drink there. Because living in Brittany, we're graced with really reasonable priced wine and stuff like that.
Brilliant,
you know,
lovely place.
Not
lovely
ripped
place.
Off like we are over here.
No, that's true. You know what, I was sitting here earlier and I was thinking, it's 45 years since Fairport started. And when you started, that meant I was two. And I probably hadn't heard of you by then. But I'm sitting there now talking to you all these years later.
Well, it's amazing,
You're kind of like Time Lord to you lot, aren't you? You transcend.
It's like the Cropredy Festival. I was just talking to the lady from Denmark, and you think, you know, we've been doing this for like 32 years now. How was it ever possible to do it, you know, before the mobile phone, before fax machines even, you know? We didn't even have a mobile phone. I used to ride around the village on my bike, going from gate to gate, making sure things were all right and everything, you know. It's just incredible the difference in, you know, that's how old we are. That's that last 32 years, the changes that have happened.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the technology, the lights, the stage,
brilliant,
the screen, you know, the sound out front's absolutely phenomenal for everybody.
Yeah.
It's the best festival, Cropredy, I think. I'm not just saying that because we organise it, you know. It's something we're incredibly proud of. You won't go anywhere like the other festivals like and get this quality of sound and vision.
No, well, I'm doing my bit this year because I've actually got six newbies. So I've introduced six people that we've come up with, and they haven't quite got the Cropredy vibe yet, because first they stopped too long at the service stations. And I said, guys, we've got to get here, you know. And obviously they've been sitting in the sun, and now they've got sunburn. But I've done my bit. We've got some newbies, and I was trying to explain to them that many years ago it started like in somebody's back garden almost.
Yeah.
And it's come to this, you know.
Yeah.
But they're enjoying themselves. They think it's great. So that's
cool.
Six newbies on the way.
Excellent.
So what we've got coming up, we know we've got a special 45 years. Who's going to be joining you from the old days? Is old Martin Alcock coming?
Well, Ashley's here. Ashley, Dave Mattox.
Old Dave's here, yep.
Martin Alcock, Richard Thompson. What is Jerry Donoghue, obviously. What is great this year is Sandy's songs are being represented by Christina Donoghue, Jerry's daughter, and Camilla Thompson, Richard's daughter. So that we've kind of kept that in the family, you know.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. That'd be lovely. So it's going to be an extra long set?
Yeah, well, I've made a big mistake because I've got a 3.5-hour set and our spot's only 3 hours. So we're trying to get on earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll have a word with the council.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking to you again, Dave. Thanks very much. And thank you for letting us have such a lovely crop
this
year.
Have a great one.
I dare say we'll see you next year as well.
We've got some other people to talk to.
Yeah, I'm going to go and talk to some other people now. So thanks a lot, then. See you later, mate. Bye-bye.
Well done with the smoke.
Yeah, and indeed.